Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. And today is the last day of Psalm 119. We've made it through the entire passage. And if you're ever in that situation where you just need a high dosage of God's Word, I just encourage you to read all 176 verses of those in one setting. It's super encouraging, and you may even want to do it for like a month. Every day, read Psalm 119. It's an amazing practice. So today we are saying the last two verses in the Voice translation, and next month we'll have a different translation, as well as be talking about the Sermon on the Mount. So be prepared for that tomorrow. So today is Psalm 119, 175, and 176. In the Voice, it says this: "Let my soul live on so that I may praise you, and let your precepts guide me. I have wandered down the wrong path like a lost sheep. Come find me, your servant, because I do not forget your commands." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I pray for the wanderers today. I pray for those who think that they are beyond redemption. They feel like they've walked far too far and there's no rejuvenation for them. There's no forgiveness. That's just a lie from the pit of hell, because you have covered every sin, past, present, future. You carried it upon your shoulders on the cross. And so for those who have wandered and feel unworthy, or they feel like their guilt is too heavy to bring back to you, Lord, I pray today will be the day of rediscovering your forgiveness and salvation. Lord, we've all been lost sheep at times. We've all wandered away. We have thought that the shiny things of this world are more important, or we've chased after relationships that weren't good for us, or we've chased after money that we thought would fill and satisfy, or maybe we've worked out like crazy because we think if we just have the perfect body or the perfect health or the perfect mind, then we could be okay. Or we've maybe manipulated people because we think that our lives would be happy if they would just do the things we wanted them to do. Lord, forgive us. Forgive us for turning to alcohol. Forgive us for turning to opiates. Forgive us for turning to food. Forgive us for turning to anything that's not you because we're lonely or sad or needy, or maybe we're just rebellious. Forgive us for turning to sin when we should be turning to you. But Lord, thank you that you are that advocate. You are that one who forgives, and that we can come back to you and you have your arms open wide. I pray for my friends who have heavy burdens, whose family members are prodigals, who have walked away from you, Lord. They have that fear of that lost sheep. And Lord, I know that burden is heavy and I know it's hard to carry around. And so Lord, I just give you my friend who's trying to let that person be in your hands. So Lord, I pray that all of us who have prodigals in our lives or people who are far from you, that we would place them in our hand, lift it up to you, lift it to the heavenlies, and that you would snatch them out of our hand, because they are yours, not ours. You love them more than we love them. And that's sometimes really hard for me to understand, because my love is fierce, but your love is fiercer still. And so Lord, I think of those folks right now. I place them in my hand. I lift my hand to the heavens and I pray that you would take them. I pray that you would pursue that sheep, that lost sheep. I pray that you would give them dreams of you, that you would intersect their lives with God moments that they cannot deny. I pray that they would be driving down the road and a song would come on that would remind them of you, or there would be someone that stops them, a stranger along the way, that hints at who you are. Lord, I pray for provision for those prodigals. I pray that they don't have to reach rock bottom, because boy, the pain of hitting rock bottom is so hard. Although Lord, sometimes we have to. We're a stubborn people and we have to hit the bottom before we reach up from the pit. But your word promises that when we reach for you, you pull us out of that pit. You set our footsteps firm. You take us out of that miry clay, that like slippery slope, and you put our feet upon the rock. And I am so grateful that you are the rock. And because of what you've said in the New Testament, Jesus, in your Gospels, where if we build our lives on your rock, your solid rock, we will not be shaken. The storms will come. We will experience stress. We will experience trials. We will experience heartache. But we will have our feet founded upon your strong and solid rock. So forgive us for hanging out on the sand this week, Lord, and help us to step onto your rock. We love you. We need you. We revere you. We're so grateful for you. I pray this in your amazing name, Jesus. Amen. Hey, thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So when you feel far from God, you at this moment, right now, can be in right relationship with Him by simply surrendering your heart and say, I cannot, or I can't, you can, and help. It's a super simple prayer. I can't, you can, help. I can't, you can, help. That's five words that you can pray today that will get you right back into right standing with God and His affection and kindness and strength that you need to make it through today. You are loved. You are prayed for. I am praying for you right now, and you matter in the kingdom of God because you are made in the image of God. And so rest in that today. Do not give up. Do not think that your life is unworthy. Do not keep entertaining thoughts of suicide. Keep going. Take the next step. You are loved. You are loved. You are loved.